Welcome to the Gordons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek mythology, and in today's episode, we will see how Kronos was overthrown and how the new age of the gods began. We left off the last episode with Kronos as king of the universe, just after overthrowing his father, Uranus. However, Gaia is still unhappy. She was hoping that when Kronos overthrew Uranus, Kronos would free her other kids, the Cyclopes and the Hecatoncheires, from Tartarus. However, Kronos did not free them, and instead he just became more of a tyrant than Uranus. Now, Kronos decides to get married. So he marries his sister, Rhea. Gross, I know, siblings, that's how the ancient myths were. However, Kronos had been given a prophecy from his father Uranus. As Uranus died, he gave Kronos the prophecy that one day Kronos would be overthrown by his children. So, when Rhea has her first kid, Kronos is scared that this kid might overthrow him and kill him. So, instead of letting the kid grow up, he eats the child whole. Why? Beats me, but that's what he did. Rhea continues to have children. First she had Demeter, then Hestia, then Hera, then Hades, and Poseidon. Kronos ate all of them. Finally, Rhea was completely sick of Kronos eating her kids, so Rhea prayed to her mother Gaia to help save her sixth child named Zeus. Gaia gave Rhea a stone to feed to Kronos instead of baby Zeus. And then Gaia took Zeus away to an island where he would be safe. There, Gaia watched over him with the help of the naiads. In case you're wondering, naiads were nature spirits related to water and trees and plants and stuff like that. They were originally the children of other titans. If I ever mention a monster that you don't know where it came from, probably the child of a titan. Anyways, Zeus was raised in secret on this island for many years. Meanwhile, the other titans were married and having little titan babies, and life was going on in the universe. So, eventually Zeus grew up in secret, and he began to plot his revenge against Kronos. Zeus was angered that he had had to live in hiding for so many years, and that Kronos has eaten his siblings. So Zeus stays on the island and plots revenge. Zeus comes up with a plan to enact his revenge against Kronos. First, he goes to Kronos and he becomes Kronos' cupbearer. Basically, all that was he brought Kronos drinks, wine, etc. Since all of Zeus's siblings are immortal, they are still alive, undigested inside Kronos' stomach. Thus, Zeus poisons Kronos' drink, forcing Kronos to throw up all five of Zeus's siblings. And while Kronos is busy vomiting, Zeus and his siblings escape from the palace. Kronos' palace, in case you're wondering, is located on top of Mount Etna. Now Zeus has all of his five siblings, but they're not strong enough to defeat Kronos in a one-on-one fight yet. So what Zeus does is he and his siblings go to Tartarus. There, they find the Cyclopes and the Hecatoncheires in chains, with the dragon Campe guarding them. Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades defeat Campe and free the Cyclopes and Hecatoncheires. In thanks, the Cyclopes and Hecatoncheires make Zeus a powerful lightning bolt, they make Poseidon a trident, and they make Hades a helm of darkness, a big helmet. With the Cyclopes and Hecatoncheires on their side, Zeus and his siblings have a fighting chance against Kronos. Hera, Hestia, and Demeter go off and they meet up with Rhea, Zeus's and their mother, and they begin to gather titans to join them and Zeus in the rebellion against Kronos. After gathering his forces for several years, Zeus finally attacks the titans. However, Kronos has also had time to prepare for war, and has an army of titans waiting to fight back against Zeus and his army. This is when most people agree the Titanomachy began. The word Titanomachy just means Titan battle or Titan war. The Titanomachy was fought by the forces of Zeus and the new gods versus the forces of Cronos and his Titan army. The Titanomachy was said to have lasted for centuries as the two sides fought back and forth. The Cyclopes fought with clubs and made weapons for the gods. The Hecatoncheires threw mountains. Zeus blasted lightning, while Cronos fought with his scythe. Finally, Zeus struck down Cronos with one giant blast of lightning. However, as Cronos died, he gave Zeus the same prophecy that his father gave him, that one day, one of Zeus's male children would be stronger than he was. Then, the gods destroyed Mount Etna, where the palace of the Titans was located. After centuries of war, Cronos and the Titans were defeated, and Zeus took over to rule the universe. The Titanomachy had ended. After the end of the Titanomachy, Zeus imprisoned all the Titans that refused to side with him in Tartarus, and he sent the Hecatoncheires to guard over them. And the general of the Titan army, Atlas, was given a special punishment. He was set to hold the sky for all eternity. Who held the sky before Atlas, I hear you asking? Well, the old myths say that there were four pillars that held the sky, but Zeus destroyed the four pillars and gave the sky to Atlas to hold. After this, Zeus decided to draw straws with his brothers Poseidon and Hades to decide which of them would rule over what. Zeus drew the long straw, and so he took over the sky. Poseidon drew the medium straw, so he ruled the oceans. And Hades drew the short straw, so he ruled the underworld. And in case you're wondering, no, Zeus's three sisters, Hera, Hestia, and Demeter, were not invited to draw straws, and thus they were given nothing to rule over. Yes, Zeus was sexist. Not that it's okay, but that's how it was back then. Anyways, now Zeus rules over the heavens as king of the universe. And I think that is where we will leave the gods for today. We will pick up next episode with more about the exciting world of the Greek gods. As with the last episode, I would like to give a shout out to my classmates who encouraged me to start this podcast. Normally, I would release episodes on the weekends, but I thought I would release this episode a little early as a little New Year's surprise. As always, I've been your host, Eric, with Everything on Mythology from the Gorgons and Gods podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please consider following and sharing with your friends. And stick around for the next episode in which we will discuss giants, the rule of Zeus, how Zeus killed his first wife, and the Genotomachy.